Sarah and I wanted a small wedding, just family and friends. We asked that no gifts be given since we both were not hurting financially and we really had no space to put anything. The small wedding idea came as a blow to Les, who wanted to make a big publicity event out of it. However, to make him happy, we told him he could hire one photographer to take publicity pictures, which he could release to the press, provided he did not disclose where Sarah and I would be spending our honeymoon. In fact, we kept that a secret from everyone, just in case. Sarah and I spoke with the pastor of my church and arranged a date and time. After talking with us for a while, he remarked that he wished every couple he ever married were as prepared for it as we seemed to be. I don't know how true that was. As the day approached, I was getting more and more nervous. Old fears were rising to the surface, but my mind was made up. 2 days before the wedding, Sarah and I picked up my mother at the airport. We had had her flown in from Alberta. She was so happy to finally meet Sarah. When we got home, she and my sister Aurora had a long talk to get caught up on things. Aurora had been pretty busy taking care of Dan, who had been getting daily physical therapy sessions. His wounds were all pretty much healed, but his months in bed had caused his muscles to atrophy, and the long, painful road back to complete recovery was going to take a while. Dan, though, is a fighter. He'll get there. The day before the wedding, we had our rehearsal in the late morning. It was a fairly simple procedure. Both Sarah and I were clearly nervous by then. We went through it twice just to make sure everyone knew where they were supposed to be and when. We all went out for dinner in the early afternoon at a fancy restaurant that Les had gotten reservations. That was nice of him, but he had a photographer there. Oh well, he did promise not to take pictures of anyone who didn't want to be photographed, which my mother didn't. Afterwards, my mother and Aurora decided to take Sarah out for some last-minute shopping. Birch then grabbed me by the arm with a big grin on his face.
Now that that's taken care of, it's time for the bachelor party.
Bachelor party? Oh no, Birch, I'm not a drinker, and I certainly don't want to have any exotic dancers or watch any adult films. Besides, Dipper is the best man. I can't very well leave him out.
Relax, Star. I'm not one for girls either, remember? But I figured we had to do something to celebrate, so I arranged for a party room at the Snowshoe Ski Resort. We'll have access to their buffet, karaoke, and a game room full of video games and pinball machines. They have a huge fireplace lounge as well. Come on, Star. Just the Beach Bears and their manager.
Well, how far away is this place?
About 2 hours. We'll have plenty of time to drive home and prepare tomorrow morning. I doubt any of us will get much sleep anyway, so how about it?
You went to a lot of trouble for this. Are you sure you can get us back in time?
Absolutely. Even if the car breaks down, we can rent another to get you back. There is no way I'm going to be responsible for keeping you from the most important day of your life.
Oh, all right. Just remember, no girls, no alcohol.
Star, trust me.
Oh, I trust you, Birch. I just want to make sure we get back here early tomorrow morning. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. I feel hale and hearty, so let's have a party and get me to the church on time. I've got to be there in the morning, spruced up and looking in my prime. This proclamation is cause for celebration, but get me to the church on time. If I am dancing, roll up the floor. If I am whistling, me out the door. Or I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Kick up a rumpus, but don't lose the compass, and get me to the church.
Get him to the church, for God's sake, get him to the church on time.
He's getting married in the morning.
Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime.
Hail and
salute me, then haul off and boot me,
and get into the church on time. I've got to be there in the morning, spruced up and looking in its prime.
Girls, come and kiss me, you'll never miss me, so
get into the church on time.
If I am flying, then shoot me down. If I am leaving, get me back in town.
Or I'm getting married in the morning.
Are gonna chime. Feather and tar me and call out the army, but get me to the church.
Get me to the church. For God's sake, get me to the church on time.